created live on Fireside.
Merry fitness, everybody. Welcome to Athletic Definition. My name is Coach Ray Z, and I am Santa's favorite podcaster. So I recommend if you want to be on his good list, you better share, like, and subscribe. All right, today we're going to be talking about my top three workout mats that I use and I have. Tell you a little bit about them, about how much they cost, if they're a good gift idea, and also different options you have for them once you're done working out with them. But of course, I'm rocking the Merry Fitness outfit of the day for day 7 out of 31. The ALF, for those of you watching on YouTube, Twitch, live on Fireside, and on the stream, got a little Merry Fitness jacket and also Santa Please Stop Here t-shirt. And of course, you guys want the Merry Fitness puns. Well, why does Santa love his yoga teacher? Because he always bends over backwards for him. Why was Rudolph worried that he was no good at yoga? Because some days he just felt like a poser. All right, moving on. So I'm going to be reviewing three workout yoga. Well, I guess you could be yoga mats. The first one definitely is. I'll show it and I'll compare it. The other ones are right behind me. Hopefully you could see it. I got the large one and then I got the smaller one, and I'll tell you price ranges, uses you can use them for, and a little bit more about them. All right, so the benefits of having a yoga mat, in case you've never had one, is they're anti-slip, especially if you're going to be working out for some time. You can get slippery, and then if you get slippery and you fall, that's not good. You could definitely injure yourself. The other thing, on cold days like today, I'm in Southern California, it's typically sunny. Today we got some rain, got a break in the rain, so I decided to come outside and do this show. And when it's cold outside, basically it gives you a little bit of insulation to basically keep you warmer. So that's another good thing about it. They make it more comfortable. Like if, for example, if you're somewhere like where this is concrete underneath, definitely makes it more comfortable. If you're going to be going to like yoga classes or other classes, it's definitely more sanitary, especially now with the whole pandemic. Definitely want to make sure that whatever school you go to cleans before the workouts or after, especially after. That way they're ready to go for the next use. And also they can help you keep your balance longer, which basically means a more effective workout. Because if you don't have to worry about slipping or anything like that, you could hold your balance. You could hold poses, for example, for a lot longer. And then the good thing about these yoga mats, I'm sure there is for other ones, but I know more about for this. A lot of people use these mats after, I guess if they're not too stinky, they use them in the laundromat, in their laundry room in their house. They put it like as a floor, basically. Some people say they're good to isolate the sun. It's a sun blocker basically for your car. You can cut them up into mats for your car so you could step on them. Also try to make mats out of them because they're really non-slippery. There was a like 50 uses. I found a page on this thing called the internet, and you could just, it's like 50 uses for your yoga mat when you're done using it. So I'm sure there's a lot more that you could use it for. These basically range from probably starting at $10 to way more, depending if you want like a name brand like Nike. They can range quite a bit as well. These, as you could see, I only have a rubber band around it. So that is one thing I like. It's compact. You could have one in your car. I have a couple of these. I think everybody kind of knows how long they are, but oh, the rubber band just broke. Let me put it next to the other mats. And basically, so you have an idea, and I'm going to have to take off the headphones and just talk. But so you have an idea, 6 feet. And so that's something comparable for you to know if you decide you want to buy some of these mats. But I'm going to roll this one out right here on top of this mat. So I'm going to put the mic down for a second to roll it right. All right. So there you can kind of basically see it. There you go. Yeah, you can see it. Let me move the chair completely. All right. And by the way, this show is not sponsored at all. It's just something that I wanted to share because I do use different workout mats for myself or for when people want to train or, you know, depending on stretching. These are great for stretching. So this one's called the Balance Form. And I kind of like this one because it's the most portable probably out of everything. It's very compact. And one of my favorite stretches, which I'm going to show as a Merry Fitness tip, is called the wall stretch. This, I think, is very helpful for the wall stretch because your knee is going to be basically on the floor. And as you can see, most of them come with handles. I'll tell you how much they cost roughly. Let's see. About $25 and up. This one's basically 24 by 24 length and width. And it's three squares. So it's definitely enough room for you to lay down and do your whole stretch. I'll show you. The only thing that will really be sticking out is your feet. So you don't really have to worry about much else. Really compact. You could put them up. Pretty much use them anywhere. I would even think like if you go camping, you could take them camping with you and put it underneath inside your tent and make your sleep a lot more comfortable because they're that compact. And then you really all you need to do is use a little soap and water to clean them. And this one, as I mentioned, none of these brands sponsored this show, but this one is called Balance Form. I believe they were out of stock, but you could look into it. Now this one, if you have the space for it, it's probably my favorite one. That one is my favorite because it's compact and it's thicker than the yoga mat, although you wouldn't want to take a thicker one into an actual yoga class. I'd still recommend the typical yoga mat for it, but this one you can do pretty much everything, you know, at home. You're not going to be taking this to the yoga gym, but you could at home do your yoga poses on it. This one's great for martial arts. I bought this one especially for jiu-jitsu, and it folds up as well. I'll show you that, how easy it is. And the good thing about this one is on the side, it has Velcro. So I actually bought two of these so you can connect them together, and then you don't have to worry about maybe it's easy to get your toe caught in there or then move around when they're not connected. So the Velcro makes it convenient. These, depending on the brand as well, will range from a couple hundred to thousands of dollars. All, like if you want zebra mats, you see them at a lot of professional jiu-jitsu places or studios. Those are super expensive, but they're the quality as well. So far, I've had these for about 2 years. I really take care of them. I clean them after every use. And as I mentioned, I have two so you can connect them. They're definitely, let me see the dimensions on this one. The dimensions on this one is 120 inches length, and then it's 40 inches wide. So I'm going to lay down on it so you can kind of see the length of it in case you decide you want to get one for yourself or give as a gift. I'm pretty sure that this one, if you look into it, it probably won't be there by Christmas, but for the people starting the New Year's resolutions, it would still be a great option for it to arrive. And who doesn't like a late Christmas gift? So I'm going to lay down. As I mentioned, I'm 6 feet, and then you could kind of get an idea of how big it is and how much space it takes up. And for those of you just listening, my apologies for the delay, but I basically lay down on the mat so people watching on the stream, on YouTube, on Twitch, and everywhere else could get an idea. Now, as I mentioned, these are $220 each, and they range basically, and they can go to thousands. For this exact size, I don't even know if Zebra Mat would make it for it, but there's different brands. This brand, I can't really tell. I'll put it in the show notes. Oh, it's called We sell mats, and once again, not sponsored or anything, but these are on the lower end as far as an expensive, but so far the quality has been good. All depends on how you're going to use them, where you're going to take them to. I use them basically to stretch and do jiu-jitsu on it. And then this one is pretty handy to take anywhere or just have in your car in case someone breaks into your car. They don't steal anything that's really expensive. And then these ones I think are really good because they're really thick. They're thick enough where even if you have indoor floors in the house or wherever you live, it's not going to bother your knees. Or if you train in the garage, you have a little man cave or woman cave. These are good. They're handy. And you can put them away easily. Don't take a lot of space. And really, you could use them to travel. I know when I have more than one client, I also bought a couple of these. Just depending on how many people are going to be there, I'll either take a couple of these, some yoga mats, or I'll just end up taking both of the large mats, and then that's enough for kind of replacing all of it. So hopefully this gives you some ideas for yourself. Probably the only thing you could try to do is get yoga mats now. Some places you could buy them for less money is Ross, Marshalls. Try an indoor swap meet or an outdoor swap meet. And besides that, good luck. 14 days till Christmas. Until next show with some other Christmas tips, either workout tip, gift ideas, or interview. This is Coach Ray Z, Santa's favorite podcaster, coming to you live in an undisclosed location near the North Pole, even though it's not snowing. But Santa, can I get a gift? I'm doing good. I'm kissing babies. I'm doing everything that I need, helping old ladies across the street. Please, Santa, let me get a gift. Thank you, everybody, for joining. Everybody in the audience. I don't know what YouTube people are. What would you call them? Live people on YouTube. YouTube. I'll have to come up with a name. Utopians. YouTubeers. Thank you, YouTubeers. That's it. Thank you, YouTubeers, for watching live on the stream and Twitch. Everybody on Fireside. Till next time. Be sure to join me tomorrow as well with my co-host Ty's in the audience. We're going to be doing a live show. It's going to be Drunks Beer Review. We're definitely looking and trying hard to find the Merry Christmas IPA. So if you can get a hold of that one or the Sierra Nevada, be sure to join us. We'll be reviewing that and talking about if you earned your beer tomorrow live on Fireside at 7 p.m. Pacific time zone. Till next time or tomorrow. I'm out.